This morning in the OFM Kids Corner, I'm very excited because we're going to need your help. Yes, yours. If you one day want to do what this lovely lady does, then today you need to listen out in the OFM Kids Corner. Cora, tell us a little bit about what you do at the National Museum in Bloemfontein.
So I'm a senior museum scientist in the Department of Herpetology, which means I study and research reptiles and amphibians. In other words, frogs, lizards, snakes, tortoises, and turtles. My work focuses on using genetics to see how different populations or species are related. Right now, I'm most fortunate to be in the process of describing a new species of crag lizard with my head of department, Dr. Michael Bates. There are some other aspects to my work as well, including interacting with the general public to share our research, which is what I'd like to talk about today.
So, Cora, you guys need our help. Tell us about your citizen science project. You need the help of young and old, am I right?
That's completely correct. So, we started this project because we wanted to know whether we could use people's photographs on Facebook as records of where different species of reptiles or amphibians occurred around Bloemfontein. Doing this was very successful, so we expanded the project to look at reptiles and amphibians across the entire Free State. We currently have over 1,100 sightings for 82 species in the group. In the Free State, we have about 113 different amphibian and reptile species. That's 48 lizards, 36 snakes, 3 tortoises, 1 terrapin, and 25 species of frogs. What we're asking for is for younger people to act as our eyes and help find animals we're interested in, any reptile or amphibian, and then ask their parents if they could assist in taking photos and uploading them to Facebook. And primarily, we're looking for any reptile or amphibian, whether you see it every day or whether it's something really special. There have been some really interesting ones that have popped up in the group. We've seen Cape cobras in places they're definitely not meant to be. We've seen some really special, rare creatures that you don't normally see because they live below ground. But we want records of absolutely everything, and we'll identify it once it's posted to the group. The record should also include a location with as much detail as possible. Coordinates or an address are ideal, but just a street or even a suburb help us a lot too.
So what do parents do to help the kids get their sightings onto your Facebook page?
So all you have to do is visit the Facebook group, Free State Reptiles and Amphibians. We're an open group, so you don't have to be a member, although we'd love that too. Then just make a post, upload your photo of the animal, and remember to include information on the locality, trying to be as accurate as possible, time and date of the sighting, a brief description of the habitats, weather, and the name of the observers. If you'd prefer to contribute records privately or have one of our scientists add it to the group, feel free to email us at cora@nasmus.co.za. That's cora@nasmus.co.za.
Now, Cora, this is a tough question, I know, but what are some of your favorite species that have been posted to the Facebook group?
That is a really tough question. if I have to pick one thing, it would probably be the dwarf chameleons. I've got a real soft spot for chameleons, which were pretty abundant where I grew up. We've had a fantastic sighting of a Drakensberg dwarf chameleon between Clarence and Golden Gate National Park, and several other sightings in Bloemfontein of a new local population of Eastern Cape dwarf chameleon we think have popped up here due to the nursery plant trade, which is pretty interesting. But they're not well adapted to our winter. We frequently get calls every year at the museum about people seeing chameleons just falling out of trees because it gets too cold. But yeah, they just need to warm up a little bit and they'll be fine.
I'm chatting to Cora Stobie. She is from the National Museum in Bloemfontein. They need your help with their citizen science project. Cora, please repeat your Facebook page for us.
It's Free State Reptiles and Amphibians. That's it.
That's super easy. And if they need to get a hold of you, it's cora@nasmus.co.za. Cora, we are super excited to get our little researchers out there, our field researchers and parents to assist them with this. Free State Reptiles and Amphibians, beware, the little ones are on the loose. Cora, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me and really look forward to seeing what people find.